Happy New Year and welcome back to SwampSwami.com, sports commentary and more. 25% unemployment rate for NFL coaches? You better believe it. According to information released this week, the National Football League has 8, count them, head football coaching opportunities available for the league's 32 franchises. That's a 25% turnover rate in just one season. Now think about that number as it applies to like your office. If a quarter of your company's staff was replaced every single year, most of us might believe that your company would seem to be a rather unstable and risky kind of place to work. So with 8 NFL franchises tossing their current head coaches overboard, why would anyone want to jump in there to replace them? It's a good question. Well, 3 primary reasons seem to come to my mind. Money, control, and ego, plus that nice new job title on your resume. Let's start out with money. According to some reports, NFL head coaches' annual pay in 2018 ranged from about $10 million a year, going to a deserving Bill Belichick of the New England Patriots, but also to John Gruden, the coach of the losing Oakland Raiders, also down to about $3.5 million for coaches at the lower end of the pay scale. Hey, that's not too bad. From the NFL owner's perspective, though, paying a team's strategic leader this kind of money is pocket change compared to the team player payroll he has of about $200 million per season. And if things don't work out too well, you find yourself with a slump in ticket sales, and that alone can justify making a head coaching change. Now, let's look at the control aspect. Some coaches like to be in control of the entirety of their football team instead of just being on one side of the ball, like offense or defense. The most consistently winning franchises seem to have a very good balance on both their offense and their defense. A successful head coach will try to get both sides of the ball playing to their maximum potential. The selection and supervision of his assistant coaches by the head coach are tantamount to success. From the owner's perspective, though, NFL coaches usually have some input into their player selection. However, the ultimate decision on who the players are rests with the team's general manager. A great coaching staff with mediocre NFL players usually results in mediocre team records, too. Now finally, let's examine the ego side of becoming an NFL head coach. For all football players, and for most coaches too, the National Football League, the NFL, marks the pinnacle of success in the sport of football. Though many coaches are very content to make good money, and have lower stress too, by remaining a successful assistant coach, the internal drive, the ego, will lead certain coaches to try their hand at driving the ultimate thrill machine, an NFL football franchise. Even legendary college football coaches such as Nick Saban and Steve Spurrier felt the need to step out and try their hand at the professional level. Though these two coaches ultimately returned back to college coaching again, the need to achieve can be a never-ending quest for some people. A good question was posed to me this weekend by my daughter-in-law. She said, "What happens to all those 8 coaches after they've been fired? Do they just recycle these guys and get picked up by another team?" Well, that's a very good question. Generally, most NFL coaches do receive the remainder of their contract after they're being fired, which is good. And that list includes these guys right now: Hugh Jackson from Cleveland, Mike McCarthy, Green Bay, the Tampa Bay coach, Dick Cutter, Todd Bowles of the New York Jets, Vance Joseph of Denver, Adam Gase of Miami, Cincinnati's Marvin Lewis, and Arizona Cardinals coach Steve Wilks all were initially hired to try to bring more wins than losses to the field for this season. Well, some of these names will resurface again down the road, some as early as next year as head coaches themselves for other teams. Mike McCarthy and Adam Gase are mentioned already in the annual coaching carousel. Others of these names may regroup for a while and just sit out for a year. Or maybe they might become assistant coaches this year instead. And even a few of them might try their hand at something else, such as becoming a television analyst. Statistically speaking, only 15 of the NFL's 32 teams had a winning season in 2018. Let's do the number. 32 minus 15 equals 17 teams had a losing record this season. Of those 17 teams that lost more games than they won this year, 8 head coaches were fired. More than 50% of the losing coaches were just fired. Now, who has the longest NFL head coaching tenure right now? Well, that would be none other than New England's Bill Belichick. He started as coach in the year 2000 and has just completed his 18th season at New England. Next in line, well, that would be Sean Payton with the New Orleans Saints. He joined up in 2006, so he's been 12 years on the job. Mike Tomlin in Pittsburgh started in 2007 for 11 years in Pittsburgh, and John Harbaugh of the Baltimore Ravens came on board in 2008. These four coaches, with winning records in their career of about 60% or more, represent the only NFL head coaches who have remained employed for 10 years or more in the same location. That represents only 12.5% of the total NFL franchises have retained a coach for 10 years or more. Now, which NFL coach has the longest tenure, but also a losing record, you might ask? Well, as of this writing, that would be Jay Gruden of the Washington Redskins. His teams have posted a measly .44 winning percentage after he took the reins in 2014. So he's been there 4 years. The moral of this story, if you want to become the next head coach of an NFL franchise, make sure you sign a solid long-term contract, which will provide for you and your family with some financial security, because the odds of succeeding as an NFL head coach for 10 years or more are definitely against you. I'm Swamp Swami. Come back and see me.